welcome, and thank you for joining me for the second in our series of televised employee communications. The need for us to communicate with one another remains urgent and vital if we are going to return to profitability and meet the challenges of a very competitive marketplace. 3.5 months have passed since I assumed the responsibility of Chief Executive Officer and made my first formal communication to you in my new role. During that time, we've made a great deal of progress, culminating in our recently announced senior leadership team. We have been planning and implementing the restructuring and reorganization of the company to ensure that the customer is the primary focus of everything that we do. We have developed a business model that will serve as the foundation for our return to profitable growth. Our business model is set. As can be expected with changes of this magnitude, further details of implementation will be worked out as we move forward. We have also significantly reduced the rate at which we have been losing money, and we have formally introduced the first of our family of leadership Alpha AXP systems. I have worked to restore confidence in our company and in its leadership. I've spent extensive time meeting with digital stakeholders, our employees, customers, partners, and shareholders. A critical part of restoring the confidence in digital has been to say what we intend to do and then to do it. For example, at the annual shareholders meeting 2 months ago, I promised to have a new management team in place by the end of December. This team is in place and was announced just before the holidays. We have announced our 9 new customer business units. I am also committed to attract some new outside senior management talent and bring them to digital to improve the quality of our leadership team and the breadth of our experience. We have already announced impressive additions to our team, and others will soon join us. Today, I will briefly review our current quarterly results, then discuss our new business unit structure and its implications for the rest of the company. I will review our engineering and product rationalization efforts and some of the opportunities on which we are focusing. I will also talk briefly about our supply chain re-engineering efforts. Finally, I would like to address some of the people issues affected by these changes. Reviewing the state of the company last October, it was clear that this was truly an organization with talented and dedicated individuals. But at the same time, we were a company whose matrix structure had long since resulted in obscuring lines of responsibility and accountability, whose groups were so focused on competing with each other that many had lost touch with our customers and external competition. A company that was organizationally confused by the proliferation of businesses, many of whom had undefined boundaries and whose costs were simply out of control. Digital had just lost $263 million in the first quarter, which is approximately $3 million per day. And we had reported a loss of $2.8 billion in the previous fiscal year. The value of our company to shareholders had declined from a peak of almost $25 billion in 1987 to less than $5 billion, a truly horrendous loss by any measure of performance. It is in this context that we set our direction and developed our leadership agenda. Our primary direction is to focus the company on the customer as a necessary step in our return to profitability. All of the changes that I will discuss with you today are designed to make us more customer-centered in order to help us return to profitable growth. Upon assuming this role, I pledged a number of things: to focus on customer needs, beginning with listening to our customers' requirements, to realign our business models and cost structure to increase our competitiveness, to provide clear direction for the organization, and to develop a management team with clear responsibility and accountability, to maintain our competitive edge and our core competencies, and to develop and support a highly motivated, skilled workforce. We also need to reduce the complexity of our systems, procedures, and products to make it easier to do business with us, and to ensure that all the work adds value as measured by our customers. Unfortunately, we also have to, as necessary, downsize, but intelligently and with as much care as the urgency of our deteriorating financial situation allows. These are ambitious goals and an arduous task. As I have said before, the success and the very survival of the company depends upon our meeting these goals. But it's not going to happen overnight. Digital's transformation is going to take time. It took several years for us to fall to this level, and it will require time to climb back up. Remember, we are determined not just to change policies and procedures, but to completely transform our focus and the way we do business. Last week, we announced our results for the second quarter of fiscal year 1993. And although we have made significant progress, we have not yet returned to profitability. Neither we nor anyone else expected we would. We managed to perform much better, actually, than the analysts that follow our company expected. It is now obvious that change is occurring, and we are beginning to make progress. For example, we have cut our losses from $263 million in the first quarter to $74 million. That is still a loss, but it represents a reduction of almost $200 million in one quarter, as well as an improvement of more than $80 million over the same quarter last year. There are other positive signs of progress. For the first time in over 5 years, our revenue growth exceeded our spending growth. And by reducing the spending curves, we were able to improve our operating margins. We made progress, but we still lost money. We have a long way to go yet. The truth is, we can't cost cut our way back to profitable growth. We need to focus on generating additional revenue. One immediate task for the newly created business units is to work with our field organizations to create additional demand for our products and services. Despite our progress to date, we cannot ensure or sustain long-term profitable growth without a radical transformation of our company. We are going to have to completely re-examine all aspects of our business in light of the realities we face in the marketplace today. And we must be willing, even eager, to change. That means we must think about every activity that we have traditionally claimed was value-added and ask ourselves candidly whether a customer would pay for it if they knew about it. Does this activity, product, or service add value that will be clearly perceived by our customers? We must always have the customer and the problems they need to solve uppermost in our minds, and we must use our technology primarily as an enabler to help us solve those problems better and faster than our competition. Our senior leadership team has spent a great deal of time and effort in looking how to organize ourselves to ensure a customer focus. We reviewed our customer accounts, talked to our customers and partners, examined business models, tested organizational structures, debated, discussed, and we decided. The result is that we are instituting a major change in the way digital is managed and structured. Digital is shifting from a product, functional, and area focus to a customer-centered focus with the introduction of 9 new business units, 5 customer-focused business units, and 4 product and service business units. It is hard for me to overstate the magnitude of change this represents. Rather than having over 100 business entities with overlapping responsibility, excessive overhead, and unmeasurable profit and loss statements, we are putting the company into the hands of 9 very focused business units. These 9 business units are responsible for understanding customer needs and delivering the products and services to meet those needs. They will set the direction for the company and they will drive the business. Beginning in fiscal year 1994, the 9 business units will be responsible for all of Digital's profit and loss statements. Every other function in the company, sales, marketing, manufacturing, logistics, engineering, everything, will support the 9 business units and be funded by them. Based on differences in their business models and focus, the aggregation of business units fell into 2 groups. The first of these are 5 customer-focused business units. Consumer and Process Manufacturing, with John Klein as manager, who joins us after 25 years at IBM. Communication, Education, and Entertainment, which is managed by Paul Kozlowski, joining us from GTE Mobile Communications, where he was their president. Discrete Manufacturing and Defense, with Frank McCabe as manager. Financial, professional, and public services with Bruce Ryan, acting manager, and health industries with Willow Shire as its manager. These business units were based on our aggregation of customer accounts into industries. Industries were then grouped naturally based on their similarities, for example, defense and aerospace. And though we are covering every industry because we have customers in every industry, in the future, we will focus our investments on those industries where we have significant opportunity. Healthcare, for example, is a rapidly growing market, not dominated by a single information technology vendor. It represents an excellent opportunity, so we made it a separate customer business unit. The customer business units are in the products, solutions, and services business. Their purpose is to rapidly increase our share of information technology investment within their assigned accounts and to rapidly increase market share in their specific markets. They will be responsible for delivering the applications, customized solutions, and systems integration services that add demonstrable value as perceived by their customers. Business unit managers will make the decisions on the industries in which we will invest and those in which we will sell but not invest. The business unit managers will establish business plans and will be held accountable for the execution of those plans. At our most recent Senior Management Woods meeting, some of our customer business unit managers had a chance to talk about their roles.
I'm delighted to be a member of the new team that Bob Palmer has put in place because I believe very specifically that it is an organization that is responsive to the needs of the marketplace and specifically responsive to what our customers are asking for. They want to deal with people who can provide them with answers to their business problems. And the new organization, I believe, will provide a sense of industry expertise and knowledge that can deal with customers specifically answering what is important to them to make their businesses more productive.
What this does is it gets the company focused around, in this case, 9 business units. And it lets us harness the whole organization, lets us set a strategy that is very clear, and we can link the various parts of the corporation to get to the customer. It's a customer-focused strategy. And so in the past, perhaps we've been fighting with ourselves internally. Now we can harness the resources, all get behind it, and focus outward in the company towards the customer, and really, in this case, look at the solution opportunity, which is enormous for us.
I believe that one of the major advantages in this new structure we're going to get a substantially better balance between technology push and market pull. Historically, the strength of digital has been in the technology push arena, but we're moving into a very new arena. The introduction of the microprocessor has clearly changed this industry forever. And getting that better balance between the technology push and market pull, we'll be able to do that precisely with this new structure we've got.
The cards and letters I'm getting from customers and account teams say they feel as if they are going to have the resources and the focus of this $14 billion corporation on the real customer, that this is an orientation to customers and a customer-centered, a customer-focused organization for which they are really appreciative. The United States now pays 14% of our gross national product into healthcare for healthcare-related activities. That means you pay $14 out of every $100 you make on healthcare. And we also do know that most healthcare institutions spend less than 1% of that revenue automating their information. Compared to manufacturing or banking, financial services, it's a tiny fraction of what other industries are spending to make sure they do have the right information at the right place at the right time. That in and of itself says there's tremendous opportunities, as now the healthcare industries are under tremendous scrutiny by Clinton, by you, by all of us as patients. It's under tremendous scrutiny to improve quality and decrease costs. Given that fact, we have a window of opportunity in information technology to apply our skills and expertise, our solutions, to making a difference in this industry.
The second aggregation of business units is centered around high-volume products and services. These business units are built on a very different kind of business model than the one underlying the customer-focused business units. Okay. The four product and service business units are Components and Peripherals, led by Larry Cabrinetti. Storage, led by Charlie Crist. Multi-Vendor Customer Services, led by John Rando. And our Personal Computers, led by Enrico Pesatori, who will join us on February 1st from Zenith Data Systems, where he served as President and Chief Executive Officer. Each business unit represents a distinct opportunity. The very tough PC market is distinguished by fierce competition, slim margins, and a distinct business model. It represents the largest single market for computer hardware. To succeed in this incredibly dynamic business, the PC business unit needs to be treated as if it were an autonomous business. And it will be. It will have its own engineering, marketing, and distribution organizations, and of course, profit and loss responsibility. We have a growing personal computer business, and we intend to be a significant player here. The storage business unit will be responsible for our storage investments. We can no longer invest in storage products created solely for digital hardware. Return on investment of our storage research and development requires reaching out beyond our install base, even to our competitors. Our storage business unit will compete for the storage business on all platforms for both end users and original equipment manufacturers. The same situation holds for the components and peripherals business unit. We will sell boards, chips, monitors, printers, and other components to other companies, including competitors. The multi-vendor customer service business unit represents a major advantage for digital. Our services infrastructure, with its global capability, already distinguishes us from most of our competitors. Today, we service more than 14,000 products from 1,300 vendors. This is a profitable business that still has room to grow. And by making it a business unit, we can clearly distinguish where we are making money, where we need to invest in new services, and where we must reduce our costs. Three of our product and service business unit managers had a chance to talk about their roles at our last management meeting.
We're going to have a much stronger focus on the customer in terms of our account orientation, in terms of our ability to bring specialists to the customer in terms of additional selling needs and sales support, in terms of shaping and customizing solutions in vertical industries, and an ability to move product and services in the commodity arena at much faster rates and lower prices. All in all, I think that accounts for a much more responsive organization. And an organization that will be very innovative in terms of when new opportunities are emerging in the market and our ability to respond.
I'm very encouraged about the future of digital. We've gone through a lot of difficult times in the last few years. We recognize what needs to be done. We've put plans in place to take the actions required to make digital successful again. I'm completely confident that we will become successful again, and that within a short time frame, we'll be seeing a new digital operating and working. It's a place where people within digital will feel very good about working in digital again, will feel very motivated to be successful, and provided with the opportunity to be rewarded for that success based on performance.
As I look at where we are every day and looking at my business and the rest of digital as it evolves to the new business model that Bob is putting in place, I kind of characterize it by saying we are no longer the company we once were, and we are not yet the company we must be. That we, in fact, are making this transition, this transformation as we go forward, and I think it will be absolutely the kind of change that will lead us to the success that we once enjoyed in the past.
The focus on business units represents a transition of the P&L from area management to business unit management. As a result, the role of area management will change as well. What will not change is the critical importance of our sales and service people, who are our first and primary point of contact with our customers. Their commitment to our customers and knowledge of customer needs remains vital. The business units will support sales and service in part through distributed worldwide service centers. These will provide expertise and support in the full range of products, industry-specific applications, services, and systems integration. Sales and service resources in the field will work in close partnership with business units to deliver what customers need. They will also work in close partnership with all our other channels of distribution, whether direct merchandising, distributors, applications partners, or resellers. We can only afford to sell directly when we are adding obvious value for which the customer is willing to pay and for which we can earn a profit. Partnership and teamwork between business units, field resources, and channels are essential for our short-term and long-term success. To implement this new business model, we will plan for fiscal year 1994 by 13 territories. Some of these are countries, others are regions. They were chosen based on a number of factors, including language, geography, culture, law, currency, and tax structure. They are as follows: in Europe, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Nordic countries, rest of Europe, and emerging markets. Of course, there is the United States, and in GIA, we have Canada, Japan, South Pacific region, Latin America, Caribbean region, and Asia. Each will have its own territory manager. The territory managers and the business units will work as a team to effectively meet customer needs. We need to focus our energy on our external competitors, not on each other. Teamwork and partnership are essential if we are to maintain the flexibility and to stay on top of the marketplace. The role of the territory manager will be to work in tandem with the business unit managers to jointly develop business plan for the territories. Once the plans are agreed to, the territory manager is responsible for delivering the revenue goals and profit contribution. They will also manage the local value-added work in support of the achievement of the plans. Changes to the plan will be discussed and agreed upon in conjunction with the business unit managers as appropriate. The new customer-focused business model is going to require changes in the way we work with each other in all of the functions. For example, the business units will need a process to work closely with engineering to ensure that customer requirements are incorporated into products and services and that they add value and functionality for which customers are willing to pay. Bill Strecker and our engineering community are already making progress on implementing the changes that they will have to make in order to support the business units. They are engaged in a major restructuring effort to ensure that engineering is responsive to business unit product requirements. To accomplish this, they are simplifying the engineering organization, unifying the product strategy, and focusing on strengthening our core competencies. As part of the engineering strategy, we will introduce modularity in our hardware systems so that we can maximize customer options while minimizing costs. Engineering will also focus on investing in software that allows us to meet customer needs while differentiating us from the competition, and ensuring that we have the applications and components we need from our partners when they can best provide them. Engineering will manage within a business model that can be sustained in today's environment and will maximize the utilization of our core competencies. The restructured engineering organization, working closely with the business units, will be innovative, timely, and market-driven. Digital will leverage and build upon engineering's core competencies in a number of areas: networking and network management, software, high-performance microprocessors, computing systems, and systems engineering. Currently, we are confident we can focus and succeed in at least three broad areas. First, there's the opportunity for upsizing PC and PC local area networks, or LANs. Customers have spent a lot of money integrating their PCs, PC LANs, and work groups. A lot of that work has been done. It has resulted in an increasing awareness of the need to tie those groups into corporate and distributed databases and networks. Digital, with its core competencies in networking and network management, has leadership technology that we can translate into market success. A second opportunity is in the mainframe downsizing market. Customers have huge investments in mainframes and data, But mainframes are often no longer cost-efficient nor responsive to changing information technology demands. However, moving from the mainframe environment to a distributed computing environment is quite complex. Customers want to gain the advantages of distributed computing without losing those of the centralized mainframe world, like security and high reliability. Digital is making major investments in creating the hardware, software, networking, and services to make downsizing to distributed computing work. Third, we believe that Alpha AXP Computing has given us a real opportunity to regain the lead in the scientific and technical market that was once the very foundation of our success. In parallel with the restructuring of engineering, we have also made great progress on the restructuring of our supply and delivery mechanisms. The purpose of our supply chain work is to ensure that we are thoroughly satisfying the needs of our customers. We must increase customer satisfaction by reducing the cost and time of getting products and services to the customer and by delivering the highest quality. Every interaction with the customer, from the time the customer places an order until they have the product or service in hand and until they are completely satisfied, must achieve benchmark excellence. The senior leadership team has decided to expand the re-engineering of the process beyond manufacturing and logistics to product and service creation and the process of engagement with customers. These are the core processes of the corporation and central to what we have called the supply chain. As we re-engineer our processes for creating products and services and for interacting with our customers, we will need your experience, imagination, thinking, and cooperation. Those of you who do the work understand what needs to be done. There is no limit to how much we can improve with your help. For example, as part of improving asset management during the last quarter, we focused all areas and all accounts on improving our collection time from customers of accounts receivable. The focus and teamwork paid off in a very short time. Last week, we announced that we had reduced our days of sales outstanding figure by 14 days. This means that customers paid us 2 weeks sooner. The result was an increase in cash flow of $184 million that we would otherwise not have had. That is a tremendous achievement and shows the power of our supply chain efforts. It is a demonstration of what we can do when we work together as a team across functions, accounts, and areas in a focused manner. There is absolutely no reason that we cannot make our core processes best in class by the end of fiscal year 1995. But achieving leadership or benchmark levels of satisfaction and speed and simplicity in customer engagements is going to require massive change. We have no choice. Time has become a major competitive differentiator in its own right. We must engineer substantial reductions in time to market for products and services, and in response time to customer requirements, in time to delivering products, and time to effective service. Time is a major competitive weapon that we must learn to use more effectively than our competition if we are going to survive and prosper. Good things are beginning to happen at Digital. Change is creating opportunities and releasing energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. It's that kind of change that is necessary for Digital to be successful in a very competitive global marketplace. But I understand that change takes a toll as well. One inevitable result of our ongoing restructuring has been a significant reduction in our workforce. This reduction has come from every level and includes a large number of senior managers and vice presidents. It is a necessary process if we are to be profitable, but a painful one for all concerned. We are trying to do this in as rational and thoughtful a manner as we can, and we would like to put this restructuring behind us as soon as possible. Having to reduce staff, cancel projects, close facilities, and say goodbye to loyal, hardworking Digital employees is the most difficult task any manager can be asked to perform. Unfortunately, it must be done if Digital is going to survive. Our objective is to become competitive, and by doing so, save jobs. Most of you understand that. I hear that from you through the mail or as I visit our facilities and speak to small groups of employees. I'm impressed by the number of you who tell me that you understand what we're doing and support it, but wish we were through it, as I do. We have made substantial progress toward our goal of returning our company to profitable growth and a leadership position in our industry. In the last 3 months, we have sharply reduced the rate at which we've been losing money and market share. We have consolidated all engineering and begun to rationalize our engineering investment. We have introduced leadership, price performance, Alpha, AXP systems, and redesigned our company focus and organizational structure. We established business units to become customer focused, and we brought in new talent to provide additional leadership and experience to our management team. We have begun to restore confidence in our company among our customers, partners, and shareholders. But we are just beginning. The transformation of digital cannot be done by a single individual or even a leadership team. It requires the full participation of all of you. Each employee must place what is best for digital above their parochial self-interest, and each of you must be willing to work collaboratively with others for the well-being of the entire enterprise. You understand best what makes your work more efficient, effective, and valuable to customers. Please examine all of the activities that you are responsible for and ask yourself candidly whether or not that activity is truly necessary and really adds value to the customer. You have the opportunity to make a difference, and together we can turn this company around. By working together as a team, the future of digital will be both enduring and profitable. Thank you again for joining me.